Obstetrics and gynecology were fields that were once dominated by male doctors. Today, most graduating OBGYNs are women. In fact, so few men are going into these fields, there's a discussion about whether more should be done to balance it all out. From member station WFAE in Charlotte, Alex Olgan reports.
As she leaves a 12-hour day on the labor and delivery shift, Dr. Katie Merriam turns off her pager.
I don't know what I would do without it, you know? It's like another limb. I always know where it is. And
the third-year resident in obstetrics and gynecology at the Carolinas Medical Center Hospital in Charlotte is in a field all about women, dominated by women. Merriam says she feels a special connection to her patients.
You can feel what they feel, and you can understand why they feel certain ways. And yeah, I do feel like there's a special bond.
Nationally, 82% of doctors matching into OBGYN residency programs are women. Her residency class is a bit of an anomaly because it's half men. Merriam thinks it's important to have men in the field to continue to give patients options, especially because there's a shortage of OBGYNs in a lot of places. But she says most of her friends want female docs. That was true of a number of women I spoke with.
I prefer a female than a male.
I prefer to have a female, honestly.
I would prefer a female.
That was Letasia Black, Quionda Duke, and Jessica Cooper.
I don't get discouraged. I don't get offended. You know, I gladly hand that patient off.
Blake Butterworth, a fourth-year obstetrics and gynecology resident at the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, says patients request female doctors less often than he expected. He's one of only two male residents in the MUSC program of 24.
What I find rewarding is when sometimes you'll have those patients that they're like, I guess I have to see a guy and that's okay, whatever, send him in. And then you end up like developing a rapport with her and she says at the end like, oh, well, I expected you to be XYZ and you were so much better than that.
He went into the field because doctors often establish long-term relationships with patients. He says obstetrics and gynecology wasn't on his radar before his rotation in medical school, partly because of the stereotype that it's a female field.
As males, we don't really understand the full variety and breadth of the specialty. But I think once you really get into it and get involved with it, I don't think that bias holds true.
Butterworth believes it's incumbent on male OBGYNs to talk to male medical students about the field, as well as dispel myths he was told, like it'll be hard to find work as a man. In fact, says Dr. Ashlyn Savage with MUSC, it may be the opposite. She says it's been a challenge to find male doctors.
We might consider an applicant with a slightly lower board score just to enhance how many men we're interviewing and considering.
The sex that at one time dominated the field is now being considered by some schools as a diversity hire. But Savage questions how important it is to bring in men compared to searching for a doctor pool with more racial or ethnic diversity.
The primary motivation to do so is so that patients will have the opportunity to seek out physicians who might, for them, feel like themselves. In this particular case, by nature, all of patients for OBGYNs are women.
Or those who are transgender with female anatomy. The field of practicing OBGYNs is now over half women. More younger doctors are women, while more older doctors tend to be men. In addition, she says,
leadership tends to be held by those who are older, and we're still in a scenario where our older faculty tend to be more men.
A 2017 study found women are underrepresented in department leadership roles around the country. The ratio was the worst in the South. But Savage just found out the incoming residents for next year at MUSC will be all female. For NPR News, I'm Alex Olgan.
This story is part of a reporting partnership with NPR, WFAE, and Kaiser Health News.